Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us, and he's been in Hoover at the SEC Football Media Days. Just so happens Monday was the Gator Day, the Dan Mullen Day, along with LSU and South Carolina, Kirby Smart and others today. We'll get into that, Lane Kiffin. Dave, what'd you take away from Monday?
Mullen's pretty confident, I think, in his offense. He says, of course, they'll be different. But that's the fun. That's the fun of it for him, Bills, when there's a big change like there is on offense, and he gets to piece it all together and develop the players for another style of offense than maybe what they had in the year before. So, and he's had success in that with multiple different styles of quarterback in his career. He made sure he pointed out the work with Alex Smith, to Tim Tebow, to Dak Prescott, to Nick Fitzgerald, and Franks, Trask, and now Emory Jones, and even going back to a Tyler Russell back at Mississippi State, who was kind of more of a drop back passer that a lot of people kind of just gloss over. So he's done it multiple ways with different styles of quarterbacks, and he made sure to point that out a good bit. And then on defense, still just a lot of confidence on that side, even after what we saw last year. It says he likes the attitude they come in, and of course that's exactly what we're going to hear at SEC Media Days. The good of an attitude change on defense and their mindset of coming out of spring practice and where they're at right now, and probably a little too positive at times, saying there were times the defense was pretty good last year. I think a lot of us would disagree with that, but sometimes coaches see things a little different. I think they had some good moments in games, but I don't know if they ever really had good games to all together. So you expect to hear the positive and not the negative, and the turnaround happening on that side of the ball. And we won't know until games are played. But I got to talk to a couple players as well. And one more thing about Mullen. He was asked a question: what position group he feels best about depth-wise, and maybe not so good about. He talked about running back position depth and how he's the least worried about that position at running back depth. We've talked about it. They go five deep there. How they disperse carries is probably going to be one of the biggest storylines in fall camp, and how it plays out during the season is how you get that many running backs to carries. Especially, Bill, we haven't seen this run game really take off in the last couple of years. So he's not worried about the depth there, but I still think you have to be worried about what kind of big plays you can get out of that group. And he wasn't really worried about depth at another position, but he did say youth in the secondary is his biggest concern, and if they can mature pretty fast, they can be a good group. But behind Kyrie Elam and Trey Dean, there's still a lot of questions behind those two guys in the Gator secondary. A lot of young faces, a lot of inexperience there. So it's really imperative that Florida front kind of dominate from the get-go and help those guys get their feet under them as the season goes along. They have a lot of talent there in the defensive backfield, but they really, really got to get the experience. You got two games. It's not like an SEC schedule last year, 10 games of SEC. You got two games this year, to start with that they could probably get their feet under right before they play Alabama.
Yeah, that one reporter, I don't know who that was, but he did ask the question. He was pretty blunt about it. He said, Coach, what went wrong? Or how did it fall apart? I don't remember how he worded it, but it was pretty blunt about the defense.
Yeah, and Mullen defended it as good as he could. I mean,
he tried.
Well,
yeah.
Basically, why didn't the defense ever turn around last year? And like you said, it was just, well, I thought they had good games. Well, not really, but we'll let you have it in this setting just because this is kind of what we expect. But and talking to the defensive players too. Bill, I mean, they know. Zach Carter said he stayed on the field after the SEC championship game last year, and one reason he come back. He unfinished business, and that played to him returning this year. They'll have a chip on their shoulder, and look, chip on your shoulder is something we'll hear from probably half of the teams at SEC media days coming up. But this defense should have a chip on their shoulder after being embarrassed, I think, last year, week in and week out, and you really needed to turn around, do the little things right, do the basic things right. You do those things, that at least makes this defense somewhat better, because that was what they struggled with last year. But another one that caught my eye, and somebody, it was an Alabama reporter, and good on him for asking, but Alabama raiding the state for talent. And then, of course, as soon as Dan Mullen said it, I knew it was going to blow up, especially in Gator Twitter world. But, Mullen said, Nick Saban's built the program, and he can do things like that. But Mullen says, nobody asked me how I rate players. Well, you're going after the same five stars Alabama's going after. And and Nick Saban does a pretty good job of rating and evaluating and developing players as well. So, anytime recruiting and Dan Mullen comes up, it's a hot topic just because, the Gator fan base is nowhere near satisfied with the recruiting results with Dan Mullen. And for him to come out and, basically pat himself on the back with the way they recruit, the way they develop, which is good. It's not Florida good. But when you compare to what Alabama does and you basically say you rate a different way, the way Alabama does it seems to work pretty well as well.
Here's two things that irritate the bleep out of me. And maybe I'm just not hip enough. Is it really funny year after year to obsess over Dan Mullen's shoes?
I'm kind of over it, too.
I mean, it's so not funny. It's
it's him. That's what he does. But I'm like you. Like, I can see him still doing it and him wanting to do that and all that. But as you said, the obsessiveness outside of Florida and just the focus on that. I mean, I guess it's a consistent storyline now. Everybody looks for what shoes Dan Mullen's wearing when he comes to SEC media days. But when people get to ask about it, I'm like, I want to ask a football question. And that gets the time is very limited we have here, and we get a shoe question, and I'm pretty much over it at that point.
Number two, the reporter that asked Dan Mullen about, it was one of the defensive players who's coming on from Huntsville, Alabama, and then your favorite selection of the Star Wars movies. What in the bleep is that? I mean,
That was actually probably the first time I actually heard anything positive come out of the whole Star Wars thing after the Missouri game. So that was different in and of itself. But Mullen even kind of shut it off. Like, he didn't really answer the question.
He did not,
He was asked about Jaden Hill, who he expects to play major roles in that secondary, that second cornerback spot. But, the time is pretty limited we get with these. And I understand this is, this is one of the only times national media gets around these coaches. So, it's not just Gainesville media. It's not just Florida media. It's media from everywhere else. This is the only time, a lot of the time, they get to ask, these type of questions. So I get why it happens, but, the football side of me just kind of cringes every time we get questions like that.
And I didn't expect him to act any other way, but he was pretty reassuring about his confidence in Emory Jones.
He absolutely was, Bill. I mean, and he brought up Anthony Richardson, unsolicited as
right.
well, when talking about the quarterbacks, which, you know, leads me to believe I think Richardson, he's going to push Emory Jones. And look, he needs that push. I think every position needs competition, but I don't think there's any worry whatsoever that Emory Jones is the guy. And then Mullen did point it out to say, look, the only stat he's pretty much missing is starts. Now, in his limited time, he's got good stats. He's, you know, rushed the ball well, as I said, last year, about 7 yards a carry, even behind a subpar offensive line and the entire stadium and defense knowing he's going to run the ball. He still had a lot of success in that area. So, but I do think Mullen believes in his development, believes in Emory Jones just waiting around, waiting his turn, being learning from Felipe Franks, learning from Kyle Trask, and taking Dan Mullen's track record and putting it all together. So, Emory Jones has got the package. He's the package I think Dan Mullen can work with. And, Bill, my biggest question is still, how much can he blend the passing game that he fell in love with the last couple of years and what Emory Jones can do with his legs? I think that's going to be fascinating to watch. And the ceiling for Florida's offense is going to be how far Emory Jones' arm can take Florida. They're going to be good. Can they be really good? Can they be close to elite? I think depends on Emory Jones' arm.
Maybe not so interesting to the fans, but I'll ask you, what was the crowd, the media crowd, like compared to other years you've covered?
It's pretty weak this year, Bill, in comparison.
That's what I thought.
Radio Row is, I mean, and don't get me wrong, most of it's just control. They have broken it up by days. A lot of people, if you were really only covering a team or two and needed to only be here for 2 days or so, they kind of broke it up to where you're only going to be here for these 2 days. You're not going to stay all week. Don't get me wrong, a lot of people are going to be here all week. But like us, we're leaving later today. So yeah, I think the crowd would be different. And of course, with Alabama and Auburn here, it'll be packed, I'm sure. But overall, even on days Alabama's not here, it has been packed. It's a little more sparse this year. They're controlling the crowd a little bit, making sure everybody can stay as distant as they can. But I still think a lot of people, a lot of organizations out there are still kind of safe on the travels for events like this.
Dave, safe travels back home, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
There you go. Gators Breakdown. You can get his podcast on any of the platforms out there, literally all of them. There's a new one they invent today, another platform heretofore never even considered. It's on there. Gators Breakdown. He does an outstanding job. Yeah, I had it on. I had the SEC Media Days on yesterday, and I'll have them on the rest of the week, and we'll see what comes out of there. Usually not a whole lot revealing. I did not get to hear, now I had it on, but I was busy doing other things. I didn't get to hear Baby Beamer. I heard some Coach O. Little bit of Coach O in there, too. We'll take the break here, Tuesday edition. Brian Driscoll, top of hour three, and it looks like no Griff. At first it was Griff's a go, then I got a message, and it sounds like Griff is a no-go for today, which I thought might be the case. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still very heavy traffic there coming through Kingston Springs on I-40 eastbound from an earlier problem. Watching traffic pick up even more now on 65 down through Goodlettsville, Millersville, Lebanon Pike at Fessler's. We saw a wreck there at the intersection just a few minutes ago. West End at 17th. They should be cleared up hopefully in just a few more minutes. Ripley's Aquarium. PJ Party with the Penguins coming up at the end of the month. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7, or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Brian Driscoll at the top of the hour. Sports Illustrated, he covers Notre Dame. Been talking about some of the media days and any big revelations. Not really. Not that we were expecting any. Media days isn't about news breaking. It's just about the opportunity for the media to be the conduit to the fans, and here's your coach. If you didn't know, Dan Mullen is your coach. If you didn't know, here's Coach O. Remember, he did pretty good in 19. Yeah, if you weren't aware, South Carolina fans, Baby Beamer's your guy. There he is. Yeah, see him? That's your guy. That's Baby Beamer right there. That's all that is. It's a little conduit from the media to the fan bases out there. Talking to Dave, and I brought that up. I thought the crowds would be down some this year for obvious reasons. Travel, budget, maybe some still scared of the virus, whatever it might be. And SEC Media Days is usually a bigger zoo. You can see on TV when they cover it, just some of the shots where they pan the area and everything, you could just tell it's not the same. It's not quite the same. It's better than it was, because last year there was no media days anywhere. But it's not back to the way it was when it was fully charged up. Oh, they had, how about this news? That they held till day one of SEC football media days. Paul Finebaum has just apparently, whenever, signed a new 3-year extension with the SEC Network, ESPN, all of that, his radio show, the college football stuff, all of that. Signed a new 3-year deal. Now, it's really interesting. Some of these articles, and not that these were ESPN articles, but articles written about Finebaum. Like, there is a possibility that Paul Finebaum would be leaving the SEC Network. Paul Finebaum is considering other network opportunities. Where? First of all, where? Where's the college football coverage? Somewhere else. Now, I guess you could say Fox. But Fox can't facilitate what he's doing now at the SEC Network. Wouldn't be the same. All these balloons, these trial balloons floated up like, oh my God, he may get away. When I don't think that was ever the case. I think that's just a PR thing. I've been told, and I've known Paul for probably over 30 years. I haven't talked to him recently, no, but I've known him a long time. He is apparently a absolute savage negotiator. I've heard that from lawyers. I've heard that from network execs. I've heard that. And they just, I don't even ask. It just gets brought up to me. He is apparently an absolute freaking savage. He is Nick Saban when it comes to negotiating with TV deal and everything else. Are you talking about Pat and Witch Star Wars deal? You're talking about the 30 for 30? I know what you mean. No, sorry. This was from SEC Football Media Days, and it was a question about, what was it, Jaden Hill and also Star Wars, right? Go ahead. If you've got that clip, pull it up.
Mullen, Drew DeArmond, ESPN 97.7 The Zone Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. Wanted to ask about a local kid from my community, Jaden Hill, the process he's made in your defense. I know the secondary is a big key for you guys to bounce back this year. And also, we know after the Missouri game last year, you're obviously a Star Wars fan. What is your favorite movie of the genre?
Cool. All right.
That is maybe as bad a question as you could possibly ask at SEC Football Media Days. Now, that's Drew DeArmond, right, from Huntsville. He does a pretty good job. I don't know him. I know who he is. So I'm not trying to be unnecessarily mean here or overly critical, but that is a highly silly fifth grade level question right there. What is your favorite movie among the Star Wars movies? That is about a fifth grade, third grade level question there. It's not funny. It's not cute. It's highly irrelevant. I wouldn't say it's inappropriate. I mean, there's nothing naughty about it. It's just, that would never occur to me. I would never, ever think to ask you, tell me among the movies in this genre or whatever, what's your favorite? To a football coach? Yeah, ask Nick Saban that question. Hey, Nick, of all the Star Wars, which one did you like? And you know what? I'm not a movie guy at all. I do not go to movies. But I did enjoy Star Wars. I will admit that part. But I wouldn't ask anybody. Hey, callers. Hey, listeners. of the Star Wars movies, which one did you like the best? Jay Cutler, Bill, do you remember the media days? The year Clay Travis asked Tim Tebow if he was saving himself for marriage? Somebody should ask Kirby if he's saving himself for a natty. Oh, my gosh. Now, see, that one right there is a little different. By the way, I'm getting a little cottonmouth, so let me take a quick sip here of cold, little cold ice water, y'all. Thank you for indulging me there. Yeah, getting a little, not sure why, but got a little cottonmouth all of a sudden there on the show. Now, see, with Clay Travis, that wouldn't be surprising, right? I mean, part of his shtick is to ask off-the-wall questions. So I wouldn't be shocked if something like that came up. But when somebody asks about Star Wars, that's totally different. I was almost embarrassed. Jeff, too. Bill. Nick Saban, who will be at the SEC Football Media Days on Wednesday. Saban was interviewed, Bill, by Crimson Tide Roll Call yesterday. Now, I don't know what that is. Is that, I'm sure that's a service that covers Alabama. There's a lot of them. Says, though he recently signed an extension, he's still being asked questions about his future. While vanilla, it's great to hear him answering this question the same now as he has in the past. Quote from Nikki, Miss Terry does not want me at home. I can tell you that. She doesn't care if I'm 60, 70, or 80. So she's looking for something for me to do. Now, I really enjoy what I'm doing right now. And as long as I'm healthy and I can do it, I'm going to continue to do it. Nick Saban, July 19th, 2021, to Crimson Tide Roll Call. Now, who is Crimson Tide? Who? Well, I know the people that cover it. It must be a pretty good publication or whatever it is if Nick's going to agree to an interview like that. Must be pretty good. I'm wondering who that is. Is it somebody I know? I just don't recognize the name of it. Don't know. Tech Bogey 6. Bill, that's the same thing I thought on that Star Wars BS question. This ain't Comic-Con. Hey, Dan, two-part question. Number one, tell me about your shoes. Number two, which is your favorite Star Wars movie? I'll hang up and listen. Buckeye Brenda, Bill, those media days questions to Mullen are as bad or as irrelevant as boxers or briefs. Dan, three-part question. Tell me about your shoes. Tell me about your favorite Star Wars movie and personally, boxers or briefs, Dan. That's pretty bad. Josh, hey, Bill, what's your favorite Power Rangers movie? That's a really good question. The problem is, I would have to have seen a Power Rangers movie to be able to answer the question. So I wouldn't know how to differentiate any of them. Yeah, back to Nick there. Now, I admit I'm biased. I am totally not objective here with Nick. I don't want Nick Saban to ever retire. Now, I know that's not realistic, but can I not dream? I so enjoy watching the best to have ever done it do it time and time again that I'm spoiled. I don't care what color Nick Saban wears, crimson or some other color. Doesn't matter to me. All I know is I get to witness the best who's ever done it do it with today's media, which is 24 hours, right? It's not like when the Bear did it and you had media coverage, but certainly not like we have today. Imagine sticking a mic in Bear Bryant's face and saying, my name is Bill King from Slappy.com or whatever the site is. Hey, coach. Hey, Bear. This is Bill, and I'm with .com something. What's your favorite movie? Bear would probably say, the movie where I punched you right in the face. That's the movie I like. That'd be a good reply, actually. It'd be a really good one. Jeff 2 says, Bill, the site Crimson Tide Roll Call, as far as I can see, is part of Alabama Fan Nation. See, I'm not in the loop there. But they must be good, because Nick's not going to take just some random site and do it, right? That's pretty good. Rob in the 210. Bill, ice water? ? Come on. It's really ice cold Metamucil and vodka, isn't it? I don't even know. I don't think I've ever had Metamucil. I haven't. And if I did, I'd probably get sick on the air. That stuff's nasty. All that kind of stuff makes me gag. I'm not a big medicine drink, NyQuil or all that. Oh, all that stuff just makes me feel worse if I'm not feeling good. And there for a couple of, there around right when we had kind of a bad weekend, I was telling you about, that was a couple of weeks ago. And I know for a couple of days after that, I did not feel good. I know one of it was sleep deprivation. And I just felt tired. When it comes to this show, I never feel tired. There's never been a time on this show, 30 plus, 35 years, whatever it is, where I've said, you know, I'm burned out. I'm not feeling fresh today. That day never happens, but it did a couple of weeks ago. There was a day or two on the show where I just felt, man, I'm struggling. And it wasn't anything, but I just didn't feel the energy. And that is not the case. Energy ain't a thing here. I don't need a catalyst. I don't need fuel. I don't need games to be played. But if I go, and I don't even think we have Metamucil here, NyQuil or whatever. I don't think there's any of that in the metaphorical medicine chest, but that stuff makes me feel ugh. Nah, Rob, I promise you, it's the purity of Wilco ice water to help me through. Top of the hour, Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated. Looking forward to that. And yeah, Pat, I got your number. I'll zap you a number here shortly. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's busy out here as expected on 65, making your way down through Madison right now, all the way down the Trinity Lane. Traffic's on the increase with that traffic volume as well on 24 right now up through the Hickory Hollow area, coming out of Rutherford County, working a wreck 1600 block of J.P. Hennessy Drive that's going to be in South Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. Check them out online. You can apply online and order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: sunshine, highs near 87, for tonight partly cloudy, 68. For Wednesday, sunshine, highs 91, Wednesday night clear skies, low 71, Thursday mostly sunny, highs near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Just to repeat, Griff told me to text him on the eve of his appearance on the show. I did yesterday. It was later. And he said, Bill, I think I could do it. Let's plan on doing it. And then during the show, I got a message, and he's got all kinds of scheduling conflicts, so he won't be able to make it, which is understandable. I thought that might happen. And Griff's got things to do. So we'll catch back up maybe with him this week, after he's finished, or certainly we can catch back up next week. We'll see. We'll see. That's unclear, but it doesn't sound like we have the Griff availability this morning. Very understandable. Josh up in London. Bill, what's your favorite Power Rangers? Gosh. That one got me again. Yeah, got me a second time. Alan in Tampa. Bill, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? Rod of Buckeye in Texas. Hey, Dan, who's your favorite Spice Girl? I guess another one would be, who's your favorite Beatle? Did you like Ringo? Did you like Lennon? Did you like Paul McCartney? Who's your favorite in there? 614 Rob. Those stupid questions, Bill, at the SEC football media days are right up there with the BS questions that the media asks the president. That's a good comparison. West Coast Sooner. Bill, you mentioned Saban outlasting all these coaches. You think he outlasts Jimbo and Kirby at their respective places. Oh, I mean, you, age-wise, you wouldn't think so. And I don't think anything... I think both, think about it. Jimbo is, I would say, at his ultimate conclusion place, right? Jimbo, how old is Jimbo? Jimbo, 55. Jimbo's relatively young. He could put in a lot more years. Now, does Jimbo want to do it forever like Nick? There are very few that want to do it forever like Nick. Maybe Jimbo does. I mean, I really don't know. I don't know. I'm open-ended question there. Kirby Smart, I don't know the answer there either. Also, you got to remember, these guys make so much money that can you make $8 million a year for 10 years and wake up the next day and still be a savage? I could. No, I'm serious. I could. I need something to do. I would not be good if I had a job that paid tens of millions of dollars and I could literally wake up and fly to another planet if I wanted to. That would bore me. I would need some kind of project, some kind of work, something to do that stimulates me. I would not do well just counting money. I'd be happy I had all that money. No. The fools out there always say they're rich, they're not happy. That is the biggest crock in the world, okay? That is the biggest lie in the world. But that's not going to define your soul, right? It's going to make you very comfortable, but it's not going to define your soul, your inner happiness. And I would need something to do. So I could make tens of millions a year, do it year after year, and still wake up the next day wanting to be a savage. I could do it. But how many feel that way? Not many. Most people shut her down. I get too bored. I am not a good, let's lay around and do nothing today guy. That's not a, you know, I'll give you a good example. Everybody wants to go to the beach. And everybody around here, everybody wants to go to the Embro Coast, which is absolutely beautiful. It's gorgeous. And I get pulled to that beach, too. I hadn't been there in several years, but everybody has that feel. Go to the beach, spring break, fall break, anniversary, take the kids, whatever it is. I'm the guy that, oh, I just can't wait to get to the beach. I cannot wait to get there. First day we're there, I'm sitting around, and after about 2 hours, maybe an hour, I'm going, what in the hell? This is nice. This is beautiful. My eyes are happy, but I can't just sit here. I got to do something. I got to have some stimulation. Maybe, and this sounds pathetic, grab your phone and search articles, read something on the internet, do something. I can't just... Can't just sit here and flop in the wind. So I don't, you know, Jimbo, I think's got more hobbies than Nick. Jimbo's got his farm. He's got a lot of things. He loves cattle. I like that kind of stuff, too. And I don't know, maybe Jimbo, after a good run at A&M, could just park it and hang out at the farm and do all the other hobbies he has. See, that's the other thing about Nick. Nick doesn't have hobbies. Nick doesn't want to get back to some ranch or pick up the golf clubs and play 18 every day. That's not Nick. So that's a really good question. Very good one. RJ over in South Carolina, Bill. When are we going to stop acting like Jimbo was some kind of dominant force in college football? He has the exact same number of natties as Coach O, and we know he isn't leading the pack outside of the 2019 season. Allen in Tampa. Bill, who's your favorite member of the Jackson 5? Oh, that's got, well, it's got to be Michael, right? No, Donnie Osmond. Who's your favorite Osmond brother? top of the hour in about 15 minutes. And we'll have Brian Driscoll with us. Sports Illustrated covers the Irish. Looks like Griff is a no-go today. That was, we had that built in. Figured Griff would get real busy. Griff's a popular dude, man. He's got people tugging him left and right. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still heavy traffic flow trying to get down through Millersville, Goodlettsville right now on 65 southbound coming through Robertson County. There was a crash a few minutes ago blocking the intersection at M Hill Pike at Bell Road. Still working that wreck South Nashville, 1600 block at J.P. Hennessy Drive. Still looks good right now coming through Mount Juliet with that Wilson County traffic headed towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. You can apply online and order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex irons and Epic woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A always, BBC, closing, always be closing.
ABC. A always, BBC, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Brian Driscoll, top of the hour. No grip today. I repeat, I thought we had. Thought we had that, but no. Griff can't make it. Couple notes here, Josh. Bill, how do I get a media pass for Big Ten Media Days? Can you send me one? I've got questions, and nobody else is going to have the stones to ask what needs to be asked. Well, that's probably true. The problem is you got to apply through the Big Ten office, and they're on to you, Josh. And then if somebody were to get a pass and then give it to you, you have to show an ID that corresponds with the pass. Otherwise, I'd love to have you in there. I'd love to have Josh asking the questions for the show. And I would. I would. Now, here is an item that I wanted to hear addressed. And maybe it got addressed, and maybe I just blinked or something. When Greg Sankey was doing the State of the League yesterday, members started at 11:30 local time, central time. And he talked about various subjects, including a question that came up about teams that might not have a roster minimum. What would happen? Would there be room to move a game around? And he said, basically, no. We're talking about perhaps a forfeit here. Which I'm glad he said that. The hell with that stuff. Get your team together and let's go. But that might happen. Somewhere in there that might happen. But here's the question. And again, I didn't hear it addressed. If it was, then my fault for missing it. Somebody should ask him, or should have asked him, what's the concern about all these previous announcements regarding full capacity? And now that the media has this Delta variant in their crosshairs, and they're really excited about it. You can tell. Just listen to the news at the top of the hour on this station, our ABC affiliate or whatever it is. A lot of happiness about this variant. Oh, they are cheerleading this like we've got a rebound coming here, y'all. Let's go. Because they love it. They love the power thirst. What are the worries about people trying to curtail attendance? You got to remember now. You got folks with tickets, season tickets, all excited, people making plans, going to games, just like it's any other year other than 2020. Who's going to be the first to make an announcement that we're not going to be so filled up like we told you we were going to be? Now, it's most unlikely to happen here in the South, right? But what's it going to be like some of these? Are we going to be watching Pac-12 games where there's 8,000 people in the stands? That'd be like the Pac-12 championship game, right? You don't even need a Delta variant for the Pac-12 championship game because literally nobody goes to that game. That's how bad that is. But some question along those lines should have been forwarded to the commissioner of the SEC conference. And I didn't hear it. If so, I didn't hear it. Let me see here. Okay. Yeah, hey, Patton, I did send you a Brian Driscoll number, and it is the right number. He confirmed it. So we're good. We're good there. That's the top of the hour, Sports Illustrated. Gator Mike Bill got a question. Eggs or bacon? Boy, that's a hard choice. I like them both. But if you're saying you got to give one up, I don't know that I would give bacon up for anything. Now, I don't have bacon once a week. I don't even have it once every 2 weeks. I could put bacon in anything. And if you have a Rectech, then you have tasted bacon on its most heavenly level. Dirk, sorry about that, is checking in this morning. Bill, who's your favorite member of KISS? Probably Ace. Probably. Josh says, Bill, I'm going to get me a WNSR name badge and some media credentials next year. I'll go and have some fun with that bum Harbaugh. I bet you would. Rod of Buckeye in Texas. Bill, by definition, the Pac-12 is the Delta variant. I wonder if that's what I had 2 weeks ago. Remember now, here's been my quick corona story. My wife tested positive. This is months ago. We're all in the same house. It's my wife. Nobody had any symptoms, including my wife. None. And the health department made up a bunch of rules that don't even exist. It was a horrible experience. Now, again, health-wise, it wasn't. Not one, I'm telling you, not one sniffle. 9 people in this house, including friends coming in and out, before her test. Okay? Not one symptom anywhere, anybody. A couple of weeks ago, I felt kind of crappy one day. You think that was the variant that got me? Or is that just life? No, I did not have a fever. No problems with taste. No problems with smell. Fatigue, I mean, I was a little tired. Maybe a half day. You think I've had it? Anyways, coming up, Brian Driscoll. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
WPDQ. Thanks, Farrell.